Epilogue. The Future of the Impossible. There is nothing so big nor so crazy that one out of a million technological societies may not feel itself driven to do, provided it is physically possible. Freeman Dyson. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved. William Jennings Bryan. Are there truths that will be forever beyond our grasp? Are there realms of knowledge that will be outside the capabilities of even an advanced civilization? Of all the technologies analyzed so far, only perpetual motion machines and precognition fall into the category of Class 3 impossibilities. Are there other technologies that are similarly impossible? Pure mathematics abounds in theorems showing that certain things are truly impossible. One simple example is that it is impossible to trisect an angle using only a compass and ruler. This was proven back in 1837. Even in simple systems, such as arithmetic, there are impossibilities. As I mentioned earlier, it is impossible to prove all the true statements in arithmetic within the postulates of arithmetic. Arithmetic is incomplete. There will always be true statements in arithmetic that can be proven only if one moves to a much larger system that includes arithmetic as a subset. Although some things in mathematics are impossible, it is always dangerous to declare that something is absolutely impossible in the physical sciences. Let me remind you of a speech given by Nobel laureate Albert A. Michelson in 1894 at the dedication of the Ryerson Physical Lab at the University of Chicago, in which he declared that it was impossible to discover any new physics. The more important fundamental laws and facts of physical science have all been discovered, and these are now so firmly established that the possibility of their ever being supplanted in consequence of new discoveries is exceedingly remote. Our future discoveries must be looked for in the sixth place of decimals. His remarks were uttered on the eve of some of the greatest upheavals in scientific history, the quantum revolution of 1900 and the relativity revolution of 1905. The point is that things that are impossible today violate the known laws of physics, but the laws of physics, as we know them, can change. In 1825, the great French philosopher Auguste Comte, writing in Cours de Philosophie, declared that it was impossible for science to determine what the stars were made of. This seemed like a safe bet at the time, since nothing was known about the nature of stars. They were so distant that it was impossible to visit them. Yet just a few years after he made this claim, physicists, using spectroscopy, declared that the sun was made of hydrogen. In fact, we now know that by analyzing the spectral lines from stars emitted billions of years ago, it is possible to determine the chemical nature of most of the universe. Comte challenged the world of science by making a list of other impossibilities. He claimed that the ultimate structure of bodies must always transcend our knowledge. In other words, it was impossible to know the true nature of matter. He thought that mathematics could never be used to explain biology and chemistry. It was impossible, he claimed, to reduce these sciences to mathematics. He thought that it was impossible that the study of heavenly bodies would have any impact on human affairs. In the 19th century, it was reasonable to propose these impossibilities since so little was known about fundamental science. Almost nothing was known about the secrets of matter and life. But today we have the atomic theory, which has opened up a whole new realm of scientific investigation into the structure of matter. We know about DNA and the quantum theory, which have unraveled the secrets of life and chemistry. We also know about meteor impacts from space, which have not only influenced the course of life on Earth, but have helped to shape its very existence. Astronomer John Barrow notes, "Historians still debate the suggestion that Comte's views were partly responsible for the subsequent decline in French science." Mathematician David Hilbert, in rejecting Comte's claims, wrote, The true reason, according to my thinking, why Comte could not find an unsolvable problem lies in the fact that there is no such thing as an unsolvable problem. But today, some scientists are raising a new set of impossibilities. We will never know what happened before the Big Bang, or why it banged in the first place, and we will never achieve a theory of everything. Physicist John Wheeler commented on the first impossible question when he wrote, 200 years ago, you could ask anybody, can we someday understand how life came into being? And he would have told you, preposterous, impossible. I feel the same way about the question, will we ever understand how the universe came into being? Astronomer John Barrow adds, the speed at which light travels is limited, and so, therefore, is our knowledge of the structure of the universe. We cannot know whether it is finite or infinite, whether it had a beginning or will have an end, whether the structure of physics is the same everywhere, or whether the universe is ultimately a tidy or an untidy place. All the great questions about the nature of the universe, from its beginning to its end, turn out to be unanswerable. Barrow is correct in saying that we will never know, with absolute certainty, the true nature of the universe in all its glory. But it is possible to incrementally chip away at these eternal questions and come tantalizingly close. Instead of representing the absolute boundaries of our knowledge, these impossibilities may perhaps better be seen as the challenges awaiting the next generation of scientists. These limits are like pie crusts, made to be broken.